My name is Kasiva Mutua. I'm a percussionist, a drummer. I was born in the village, and I used to spend a lot of time with my grandma. Most evenings, she'd tell me like stories of her young life and tales of like the hare and hyena and stuff like that. And she had like this little drum that she used just to hit as she told the stories. And then she liked punctuating her stories with silence and like telling me to listen to something for a very long time. She'd be like, "Shh, Kasiva, do you hear that cricket? And do you hear that frog? Do you hear them shouting at each other?" Or like things as little as a beetle like rolling dung. Like I would literally bend down and kneel and just try and listen to that, you know. And through this constant listening, it sort of like developed to rhythm. So I went to secondary school, now a young adult, and I started participating in the music festivals. I was the only girl. So when I was in the queue, like registering, this guy, he was like, "Hey, you know, this is the drum solo queue, right?" I was like, "Yeah, I know it's the drum solo queue. So what are you doing here?" And then I was like, "I'm registering for the drum solo." It's like, "Are you lost?" It's like, "No, I'm not lost. Come on, like, I am here to play." So I went and introduced myself and like started my piece. Now, as I was playing, I got like so tense and my hands started sweating. And the next thing I remember is the stick flew out of my hand and landed on the judge's table. And I was like, "Oh boy." And I knew, oh man, I'm dead. Like, I just stood up and ran outside, like, and went to cry in the field because, I mean, I made a big mistake. So the next year, I decided to go back. But this time, I went back with, like, a hand drum because I knew however much I tense, however much, like, however bad it gets, my hand will never pop out of its socket. So I went back, and this time, I was first in the zonal levels, first in the provincial levels, and hey, first in the national level. And I was like, finally, I did it. I'm the best in the country. I was so happy. You know, like, sometimes you see yourself defying the odds, but not to rebel, but because you actually like doing what you're doing. And every time I hold the drum, like every time I'm on stage, I feel like happiness is going to kill me. It's almost like choking. It's such a good feeling.
Kasiva Mutua told her story to producer Ian Koss.